Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Harihi Om. So, we saw Karana, Karya and Karana. After seeing the Kari Karana Karana, we will come to the Pramana.
The first is Pratyaksha, direct perception.
Logicians accept four Pramanas, Pratyaksha, Anumana, Upamana, Shabda. We already have seen this.
So, Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha, Pramana, Prama. Prama. For Pratyaksha, we accept Indriyartha Sannikarsha. Indriyartha Sannikarsha. So,
the Pratyaksha is
Indriyartha Sannikarsha Janyam Jnanam.
This is the definition for Pratyaksha. Indriya Artha Sannikarsha Janyam Jnanam Pratyaksham. Indriya, the sense organ, and the artha, sense object, when they meet, the knowledge that takes place is pratyaksha.
What eyesight and what meets,
the knowledge that takes place is pratyaksha. This is of two types, savikalpaka and nirvikalpaka.
And nirvikalpaka.
Savikalpaka means saprakarakam jnanam, knowledge with the adjective. Nirvikalpaka means nishprakarakam jnanam, knowledge devoid of adjective.
Like this is pot is savikalpaka. This is something is nirvikalpaka.
This is something, idam kinchit, this knowledge is nirvikalpaka. Ayam ghataha, this knowledge is savikalpaka. Ayam ghataha, this is pot, is savikalpaka. Idam kinchit, this is something, is nirvikalpaka.
So, indriya artha sannikarsham janyam jnanam is pratyaksha. This sannikarsha is the key here. So, sannikarsha means the meeting, the connection, the conjugation of sense organ and sense object.
So, this sannikarsha is of six types. The sannikarsha is of six types. First is sanyoga.
Sanyoga means pot and the sense organ.
Pot and the eye.
This means it's called sanyoga. Okay. Next is Sanyukta
Samavaya.
Next here in this is Sanyukta Samavaya. Pot. The sense organ meets the pot. Ghata. This is Sanyoga. The sense organ, Ghata and Rupa, they meet. It is a Samavaya.
Pot and the sense organ, they meet in Sanyoga. In pot exists Rupa, the color, the form, that is an inseparable relationship, therefore that is Samavaya.
Okay, so Sanyoga Samavaya. In the second stage,
Sanyoga becomes Sanyukta.
Sanyoga is the first stage, in the second stage it becomes
Sanyoga.
Okay, third is Sanyukta Samaveta Samavaya.
Sanyukta Samaveta Samavaya.
Sanyukta Samaveta Samavaya means you have pot. Now the sense organ meets the pot. This is Sanyoga.
Okay.
In the pot you have Rupa. That is in Samavaya.
In Rupa, there is Rupatva, colorness.
That colorness is in సమవాయ ఆల్సో ఇన్సెపరబుల్ రిలేషన్షిప్ సంయోగ సమవాయ సమవాయ ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ స్టేజ్ సమవాయ బికమ్ సమవేత ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ స్టేజ్ సంయోగ బికమ్ సంయుక్త ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ స్టేజ్ సమవాయ బికమ్ సమవేత సంయుక్త సమవేత సమవాయ సమవేత ఇస్ ఆల్సో సమవాయ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ సేయింగ్ సంయోగ సమవాయ సమవాయ వి సే సంయుక్త సమవేత సమవాయ దట్స్ ఆల్ ఓకే దిస్ ఇస్ ది థర్డ్ సన్నికర్ష ది ఫోర్త్ సన్నికర్ష ఇస్ సమవాయ దో వి హావ్ ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ వాట్ సమవాయ ఇస్ వి ఆర్ సీయింగ్ హియర్ ఇన్ అ సెపరేట్ ఫామ్ సి సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ ఇయర్ అండ్ ది సౌండ్ దే మీట్ దట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ సమవాయ ది సౌండ్ అండ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ ఇయర్ వెన్ దే మీట్ దట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ సమవాయ బికాస్ ఇన్ ది ఇయర్ వి హ్యావ్ స్పేస్ దట్ స్పేస్ ఇస్ వాట్ helps to hear therefore and the space the attribute of the space is shabda shabda and space are in samvaya sambandha therefore it is in samvaya okay next is samaveta samvaya the ear and sound shabda is in samvaya sambandha శబ్ద అండ్ శబ్దత్వ ఆర్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ సమవాయ సంబంధ ఇయర్ అండ్ శబ్ద ఇయర్ అండ్ శబ్దత్వ శబ్దత్వ దిస్ ఇస్ శబ్దత్వ శబ్ద ఇస్ ఇన్ సమవాయ సంబంధ శబ్దత్వ ఇస్ ఇన్ సమవాయ సంబంధ దేర్ఫోర్ సమవేత సమవాయ ది లాస్ట్ ఇస్ విశేషణ విశేష భావ సంబంధ సో I see the absence of pot on the ground. Bhutala ghata abhava. So I say ghata abhavat bhutalam. Ghata abhavat bhutalam. Ground with absence of pot. Pot absence. Ground with pot absence. Pot absence is adjective. Ground is adjectified. Therefore, adjective-adjectified relationship. You cannot understand it in any other way. You can only understand it through visheshna-visheshya-bhava-sambandha. Ghata-abhavat-bhutalam. Okay. So, this is the pratyaksha-pramana and it's a six sannikarshas. Now, we go to the normally in the text he takes up anumana pramana because anumana pramana is mostly accepted by everyone that is one reason and the logicians primarily depend upon this pramana anumana pramana for proving things so that is their forte so they introduce you to anumana pramana but for us we'll change this whole system we'll see ఉపమాన ఉపమాన ఉపమితి దిస్ ఇస్ ప్రమాణ దిస్ ఇస్ ప్రమా కరణ దిస్ ఇస్ జ్ఞాన అండ్ ఫర్ ఉపమాన త్రూ ఉపమాన టు గెయిన్ ఉపమితి యూ హ్యావ్ టు హ్యావ్ సాదృశ్య జ్ఞాన ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ సిమిలారిటీ the knowledge of similarity to the knowledge of similarity the knowledge you gain is upamiti like you don't know what a oxen is what an ox is so you hear from some or bison you don't know what a bison is you hear from someone that a bison is similar to your bull or your cow. Okay. Now, after listening, bison is similar to cow, you go to the forest and in the forest you see a cow, an object which has similarity with cow. There you understand this knowledge is sanya, sanghi, sambandha, jnana.
There you understand that this is the word meaning of bison.
Bison is sanya and the object is the relationship between the word and the object is upamiti. The relationship between the word and the object is upamiti.
This is one important pramana.
Vedantins also accept upamiti. Though Vedantins don't accept the visheshana vishesha bhava sambandha, we may accept the other sambandhas. We don't accept the visheshana vishesha bhava sambandha. Because
for us, Vedantins, we accept abhava pramana, except anupalabdhi pramana as a separate pramana.
Next is shabda. Shabda, shabda, pramana, prama, karana, this is jnana.
Shabda means verbal testimony. Shabda means word, shabda means verbal testimony. Okay.
So, what is shabda? Here, vakyartha jnana is the karana.
Vakyartha jnana is the karana. Now, what is a shabda? What is the shabda pramana?
What is shabda? Apta vakyam. What is apta? Yatartha vakta.
One who says as it is called as apta. Okay? One who says things as it is called as apta.
What is vakya? Vakya is pada samuha.
Group of words is called as vakya. Group of words is called as vakya.
What is pada? Shakyam.
That which is having the power is called as a pada. That which has the power to give the knowledge of word sense is called as pada.
What is shakya? What is the power we call? Ishvara Icha.
Shakyam is Ishvara Icha, the desire of Ishvara, God. Ishvara wanted to call this a pin, therefore this is called a pin. And pot is not called as pin because Ishvara wanted it to be called as pot. This is why we call as Ishvara Icha.
Ishvara Icha is the Shakti, that is called as Shakya, and that Shakya which is there is called as pada.
Some gaga buga, taka taka, jiggy jiggy, bugu bugu is not a word, proper word, because there is no desire of Ishvara in that, there is no shakya, shakti in it to manifest some meaning.
So that shakti which has is pada, and that group of pada is vakya, and that vakya uttered by apta is a shabda,
valid pramana,
and that valid knowledge is the means for
jnana, shabda jnana,
verbal testimony. Okay, so vakyartha jnana we said is the cause for, the instrument for the knowledge. Now, how is this vakyartha jnana
decipher?
Vakyartha jnana, he says, vakyartha jnana is karana. This is three types. Akanksha, akanksha, yogyata, sannidhi.
Akanksha, yogyata, sannidhi.
Akanksha means anvaya.
The connection between one word and other word is akanksha. Expectancy. Akanksha means expectancy. Fulfilling expectancy of one word. When I say pot, what is pot? This is pot. When I say this, what is this? There is expectancy. Pot. So, one word, if it fulfills another word's expectancy, that is what is called as a akanksha.
Yogyata means eligibility.
The word, whatever I say, should not be negated by any other means or any other pramana.
Artha abhada. We call it artha abhada. Artha abhada.
Like, there is a statement in the Vedas, Vannina Sinchet, sprinkle with fire. It cannot be possible. So, those kind of statements are not a pramana.
Sanniti. Sanniti means, okay, bring what or this is what, when I say, statement is okay. But instead of saying bring the pot, I say be, are, and after 1 hour, I say I. That does not have, or br, ing. There is no sannidhi there. Sannidhi means avilamba uccharanam. Avilamba uccharanam. Spelling it without delay. Saying it without delay is what is a sannidhi. So these are important. And for the vakya to gain pramanya, what is vakya pramanya? Which vakya has the validity, eligibility? Which is the valid proof? For that we have two. One is laukika pramanya. Laukika vakya pramanya and vaidika. In vaidika, everything is pramana. There is no word in the Vedas which is not valid. Everything is a valid proof. But in the laukika, in the world, laukika means loke bhava, that which is seen, heard in the world. So in the world, only the statements said by apta is pramana. The statements uttered by apta is pramana. So we will say aptoktam, aptoktam eva sarvam. Vaidikam, in Vaidikam sarvam pramanam. In laukikam aptoktam eva pramanam. So this is the idea we gain from the shabda. Next is anumana. We'll spend some time in anumana. Hari Om.